Okay. Miss Lisa's touched on several of the things that I was going to talk about today, but it's been a real learning process, and we're so blessed and happy to have them within our community. We know that a lot of people here and some of the people in Dawson have kind of felt left out from all the additional help that's been given in other places, so we just can't thank them enough for partnering with us. Everybody else that's been partnering with us to make this happen, because it's taken a lot of people. It will take even more people to make it through all the hurdles till we get to the end. But like she said, they're a faith-based organization that began, was founded after the December 2021 tornadoes through the devastation that was in Mayfield. One of the things that I remember that Pastor Stephen talked about that I felt was so important was he spoke about how they knew they were going to be in it for the long haul. It wasn't, you know, we're going to do these one or two things and then we're going to be out, we're going to be done. But we're going to be here to walk with you till we feel like everybody within our entire community has been taken care of and now has a home to live in and raise their family in a safe shelter. So that's one thing that, you know, I've really admired about their plan and how they're going about things. And also the fact that they're lifting people up. They're not, you know, overlooking anyone. They're finding a path. There's different avenues. There's different size homes. There's different type of repayment plans. That way we're not leaving people behind and we're bringing people up and we're providing a path for them with financial stewardship to help them learn how to manage unexpected expenses that they're not used to having, how to prepare for property taxes that is something that some of them aren't used to being able to have to pay. And as we all know, sometimes it's quite a big expense. So they're doing classes to help people understand the fixed and then the unexpected costs that they'll have to deal with. And like she said, they've completed 54 homes in Mayfield and are working on a few more. So how the city of Princeton has partnered with them is we've been going through this two-year-long process where we've been working on a master foreclosure on a lot of dilapidated properties that we've had code enforcement liens on. So this is the first time the city's ever done a process like that where we've actually foreclosed on the properties and done master foreclosure. It was kind of a longer than expected process, but then we've attained these lots. So we're like, well, what are we going to do with these lots? You know, we'd really like to have something great come out of these lots. And, you know, if you're like me, you go home at night, you think about it, you pray about it, you know, you want something to happen. But sometimes it's kind of hard to be able to find the right fit on things. So that's one reason we're so blessed that they come to our community, is because we found a fit for the majority of the lots through the HOPE initiative. So this next picture is where we're out scouting out some of the lots, going through them, trying to find, you know, what locations we're going to pick, you know, which house can fit on what lot, because some of the lots are smaller, more narrow lots. One of the things that we're really excited about doing here is we're trying to think out of the box, you know, what can we do to help spur housing within our community? What can we do that'll be more financially obtainable for some of our citizens? Because even some of the people here that have two members of the family with full-time jobs, sometimes it's still quite hard for them to make the payment on a new home with construction costs being so high and interest rates rising. So one of the things that we're going to try with the HOPE initiative is we're going to do an ironclad home, which is going to be a shipping container, and it has been stamped off and the design has been approved by the Kentucky Housing Association. It's also up to the 2018 Kentucky State Building Code. So what they do is they bring the container in and then they completely site built it out. It's going to be put on support piers where it's going to be structurally sound. It will have a safe room, tornado room with inside the structure. And that's one thing that they're doing with all their homes. Everybody's going to have a tornado shelter, a safe place in case of event, something else was to happen. So they're providing that extra shield of protection for all the families that they're placing. But we're really excited about this new home because once it's done, when you're driving by, I don't think you're going to be able to tell that it looks any different from your standard stick-built, site-built home. It's going to have, you know, regular roof trusses, roofing. It's going to have porches built onto it. Several of the pictures that I've seen are extremely cute. So we're really excited to see how this project's going to work and turn out. Because, you know, we're looking for an avenue for more citizens to be able to obtain home ownership within the community. And plus, some of the neighborhoods in the inner part of our downtown, the older lots are very small lots, and this would be an ideal situation to be putting these containers on these lots to do the build out for the homes because they'll fit. Let's see. Here is, so the paperwork's been a little bit of a longer process because we had to, after we took back these lots through the foreclosure process, then we had to do some deed research, then we had to come up with our plan that we were gonna, how we were gonna distribute these lots, you know, what the city was gonna require for them. So we come up with a development agreement. And not only is the HOPE Initiative working with us on this development agreement we have on the lot, we also have some private contractors that are working on some plans to see if they can build some homes on some of these lots. So we expect to hopefully have some contractors build private home builds that will be for sale to the community also on these lots. So we got different avenues going on, which will touch, you know, different people. And one of the other things that's exciting about the HOPE Initiative is these families are from Dawson, and we're going to be relocating them here, which all of them have jobs here. But we're really excited to welcome the families into our community, into our school system, and are excited for them to have a safe home to raise their families in. They went through an extensive application process to vet these people to make sure that they were tornado victims, to make sure that they were going to be able to afford the payments for the home because they'll be paying back the cost of the materials on the home. The funding was provided through the West Kentucky Tornado Fund. So that's another avenue that is, you know, a lot of people's donated to. So that's a contribution for people all over the state, all over the world, that's helping to support these families. Let's see. The first property that we looked at is over here on the corner of Baldwin and Leach Street. What we're going to be doing here is placing a single wide, brand new manufactured home on that property. This home was donated by Samaritan's Purse, so that's another partner that's come in on this project to donate this home. There's the interior of the home. It looks very nice inside. That family, how many's in that family? Is it a mother and one child?
No, there's three children.
Three children?
One child has autism. Uh-huh. He's 5 years old and currently living in a trailer with no floor, no stove, and no air conditioning. Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine what a blessing this brand new home is going to be for this family to be able to move in, and how proud that they're going to be to have something of their own, to be called their own. And not only that, all of these families, when they move in the homes, they're going to move in with equity already in the home. They're not going to have to work to build the equity. It's already going to be there to start with. So that's something that a lot of people are not blessed to be able to have.
For this particular home, mm-hmm. for this, only this one, Samaritans came forward. They do not want any repayment done on this home. Mm-hmm. They're gifting this to the family. They will have to pay property taxes, and they'll have to pay their homeowner's insurance. But we partnered with them to actually get it moved, set on a foundation, and get it all up and running, and then put a fence around to protect the autistic child, but mm-hmm. this particular home, it's not a pay it forward because it's being gifted through Samaritan's
Purse. Oh, that's wonderful. Now.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, just I haven't heard that part yet. So
yeah.
It's great.
I just want to make sure.
And another thing with the child, too, it's on a dead-end street. Yes. There's only other one other home on that side, and it backs up to the recycling center, so that is a fenced-in area, too, so it's more of a safe area for their child to be able to get out and play. Here is a picture of one of the homes that they've completed in Mayfield. There's another picture of a home from Mayfield. So the lot that we're going to be doing the ironclad home on is going to be 606 West Green Street. And then we'll be doing another one around the corner at 509 North Plum Street, 213 Egan Street, 402 North Franklin Street, and 605 Farm at Trace. All of those homes are going to be three-bedroom, two-bath homes. And then, like she said, I'm working on identifying some more lots for them to be able to build on. This past week, I believe we've tore three more houses down. We're going to work on those and see if, you know, those people are going to want to pass by or if they're going to want to just go ahead and turn the property over to us. That way we'll have some additional lots. But as soon as we can identify some more lots that will be the right size and the right fit for the HOPE Initiative to put their homes on, we'll be working with them with at least a couple more, I hope.
We have three.
Three more.
We identified one today for 3-2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So as soon as we can get that ball rolling and get the deeds going and all, we'll be ready to work on that process. So here it is. We're really excited about this because let me tell you, these people mean business. When we have them in signing the deeds, the next week, they got their people here, and they're digging out the footers. They're pouring the footers. They got their block delivered, and next week they're going to be laying the block and have that part done.
That's actually happening today.
They're happening today? Yeah. All right. So they're serious about getting on it when they say they got a project they want to do. So they mean business. So we're really excited to see the progress. So, you know, when y'all are out driving around, drive by and check out the homes and see what they're doing with these, and, you know, and after the people move in, I'd like for all of us to be able to, you know, stop by and welcome them to the community and let them know how happy that we are for them to be here.
Can I say something? If you just think about, they did 54 homes since the tornado in about a 3-year period. You know they're on it. Mm-hmm. They have really, really made a difference in Mayfield. Mm-hmm. And they're on it here, hoping that these people will be in by Christmas.
Yeah, and we do expect to have an open house, and we will most definitely let you guys know when that is, invite you guys to the open house. We plan on the governor being here. They're going to have one the same day in Mayfield, and then he'll come up here and we'll have ours. So we're looking forward to that. We're excited about being able to show off these new style homes and invite the community in to, you know, see what they're all about and check them out and everything. So this project, you know, it's taken a lot of people, and, like, you know, it's a God thing for sure, because everybody's been put, the right people's been put in the right place, things have fell together, the funding has come together, everything's moving along quickly. So it's just been a pleasure working with them, getting to know Lisa and Allie, and you know, Pastor Boykin, we just want to thank the mayor for letting us work on this project, and, you know, just saying, go with it.
Yeah.
You know, whatever you need to do, just go with it and make it happen. So that always makes it a lot easier when you have the support of everyone that you're working with to make a project happen. We want to thank the governor and the West Kentucky Tornado Fund for releasing the funding to them for this project, and we just can't say how thankful we are to you and how excited we are for you guys to be in our community.
Great job.
Any other projects that we're working on? I have